Chapter 16. Vehicle Identification and Emission Ratings. Parts of a vehicle. The names of the parts of a vehicle are based on the location and purpose of the component. Left side of the vehicle, right side of the vehicle, both of these terms refer to the left and right as if the driver is sitting behind the steering wheel. Front and rear, the proper term for the back portion of any vehicle is rear, or left rear tire. Parts of a vehicle: front-wheel drive versus rear-wheel drive. Front-wheel drive, known as FWD, means that the front wheels are being driven by the engine, as well as turned by the steering wheel. Rear-wheel drive, known as RWD, means that the rear wheels are driven by the engine. If the engine is in the front, it can be either front or rear-wheel drive. In many cases, a front-engine vehicle can also drive all four wheels, called four-wheel drive, known as 4WD, or all-wheel drive, known as a WD. If the engine is located at the rear of the vehicle, it can be rear-wheel drive or four-wheel drive. Vehicle identification. All service work requires that the vehicle, including the engine and accessories, be properly identified. The most common identification is the make, model, and year of the vehicle. The make is Chevrolet. The model is Cruze. The year is 2014. The year of the vehicle is often difficult to determine exactly. A model may be introduced as the next year's model as soon as January of the previous year. Typically, a new model year, abbreviated MY, starts in September or October of the year prior to the actual new year, but not always. This is why the vehicle identification number, usually abbreviated VIN, is so important. Refer to Figure 16.1. The vehicle identification number, known as VIN, is visible through the base of the windshield and on a decal inside the driver's door. Refer to Figure 16.2. A typical VIN showing the information that is represented. Since 1981, all vehicle manufacturers have used a VIN that is 17 characters long. See Figure 16.2. Although every vehicle manufacturer assigns various letters or numbers within these 17 characters, there are some constants, including: the first number or letter designates the country of origin. See Chart 16.1. The model of the vehicle is commonly the fourth or fifth character. The eighth character is often the engine code. Some engines cannot be determined by the VIN. The tenth character represents the model year, MY, on all vehicles. See Chart 16.2. Refer to Chart 16.1. The first number or letter designates the country of origin. Refer to Chart 16.2, the VIN year chart. The pattern repeats every 30 years. Tech tip. Use a VIN decoder. Perform a search for VIN decoder and many will be found, including the free one posted on the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration website at www.nhtsa.gov. A VIN decoder is useful to find what equipment and accessories the vehicle has. Vehicle Safety Certification Label. Vehicle Safety Certification Label is attached to the left side pillar post on the rearward facing section of the left front door. This label indicates the month and year of manufacture, the VIN, as well as the GVWR and GAWR. Gross Vehicle Weight Rating, known as GVWR, the maximum, or upper limit, weight of a vehicle as specified by the vehicle manufacturer. This is important to know if hauling a heavy load, such as in a truck or SUV. Gross Axle Weight Rating, known as GAWR, the maximum weight that an axle can support, is usually followed by the letters FR for front axle and the letters RR for rear axle. Refer to Figure 16.3, a typical vehicle safety certification label which shows the gross vehicle weight, gross axles weight rating, as well as the size and inflation pressure of the tires. The vehicle emissions control information, known as the VECI, label under the hood of the vehicle shows informative settings and emission hose routing information. See Figure 16.4. The VECI label can be located on the bottom side of the hood, the radiator fan shroud, the radiator core support, or the strut towers. Emission standards in the United States. In the United States, emission standards are managed by the Environmental Protection Agency, as well as some U.S. state governments. Some of the strictest standards in the world are formulated in California by the California Air Resources Board. Tier 1 and Tier 2 federal emission standards are set by the Clean Air Act amendments of 1990 and are grouped by tier. The current Tier 1 standards are different between automobiles and light trucks, SUVs, pickup trucks, and minivans, but Tier 2 standards are the same for both types. Emissions defined: the emissions that are measured as part of the emission standards include HC is unburned hydrocarbons. CO is carbon monoxide. NOx are oxides of nitrogen. Emission levels, there are several ratings that can be given to vehicles, and a certain percentage of a manufacturer's vehicles must meet different levels in order for the company to sell its products in affected regions. Beyond Tier 1, and in order by stringency, are the following levels. TLEV is a transitional low-emission vehicle. More stringent for unburned hydrocarbons than Tier 1. LEV is, also known as LEV1, or low-emission vehicle. An intermediate California standard about twice as stringent as Tier 1 for unburned hydrocarbons and oxides of nitrogen. ULEV, also known as ULEV1, or ultra-low emission vehicle. A stronger California standard emphasizing very low unburned hydrocarbons emissions. ULEV2, or ultra-low emission vehicle. A cleaner than average vehicle certified under the Phase 2 liters EV standard. Unburned hydrocarbons and carbon monoxide emissions levels are nearly 50% lower than those of a LEV2 certified vehicle. See Figure 16.4. SULEV, or Super Ultra Low Emission Vehicle. A California standard even tighter than ULEV, including much lower unburned hydrocarbons and oxides of nitrogen emissions, roughly equivalent to Tier 2 Bin 2 vehicles. ZEV, or Zero Emission Vehicle. A California standard prohibiting any tailpipe emissions. The ZEV category is largely restricted to electric vehicles and hydrogen-fueled vehicles. Refer to Figure 16.4, this vehicle emission control information, or VECI, decal indicates this vehicle meets both national E, P, A, Tier 2, Bin 5, T2B5, and California, ULEV2, emission standards. Note, a battery-powered electric vehicle charged from the power grid will still be up to 10 times cleaner than even the cleanest gasoline vehicles over their respective lifetimes. The current California ZEV regulation allows manufacturers a choice of two options for meeting the ZEV requirements. 1. Vehicle manufacturers can meet the ZEV obligations by meeting standards that are similar to the ZEV rule as it existed in 2001. This means using a formula allowing a vehicle mix of 2% pure ZEVs, 2% ATP ZEVs, vehicles earning advanced technology partial ZEV credits, and 6% PZEVs, extremely clean conventional vehicles. The ZEV obligation is based on the number of passenger cars and small trucks a manufacturer sells in California. 2. Manufacturers may also choose a new alternative ZEV compliance strategy of meeting part of the ZEV requirement by producing the sales weighted market share of approximately 250 fuel cell vehicles. The remainder of the ZEV requirements could be achieved by producing 4% ATP ZEVs and 6% PZEVs. The required number of fuel cell vehicles will increase to 2,500 from 2009 to 2011, 25,000 from 2012 through 2020, and 50,000 from 2015 through 2017. Manufacturers can substitute battery electric vehicles for up to 50% of the fuel cell vehicle requirements. PZEV is a partial zero-emission vehicle. Compliant with the SULEV standard, additionally has near-zero evaporative emissions and a 15-year or 150,000-mile warranty on its emission control equipment. Tier 2 standards are even more stringent. Tier 2 variations are appended with 2, such as LEV2 or SULEV2. Other categories have also been created. This designation is often used by some states to allow vehicles to use the high-occupancy vehicle known as HOV, lanes on highways in that state. ILEV is an inherently low-emission vehicle. ATPZEV is an advanced technology partial zero-emission vehicle. If a vehicle meets the PZEV standards and is using high technology features, such as an electric motor or high-pressure gaseous fuel tanks for compressed natural gas, it qualifies as an ATPZEV. Hybrid electric vehicles, such as the Toyota Prius, can qualify, as can internal combustion engine vehicles that run on natural gas, such as the Honda Civic GX. These vehicles are classified as partial ZEV because they receive partial credit for the number of ZEV vehicles that automakers would otherwise be required to sell in California. An LEV is a national low-emission vehicle. All vehicles nationwide must meet this standard, which started in 2001. See Chart 16.3 and 16.4. Refer to Chart 16.3, LEV Standard Categories. Refer to Chart 26.4, California LEV2 120,000-mile tailpipe emissions limits. Federal EPA bin number, the higher the tier number, the newer the regulation, the lower the bin number, the cleaner the vehicle. The Toyota Prius is a very clean bin 3, while the Hummer H2 is a dirty bin 11. Examples include Tier 1, the former federal standard, carried over to model year 2004 for those vehicles not yet subject to the phase-in. Tier 2, BIN 1 is the cleanest federal Tier 2 standard, a zero-emission vehicle, ZEV. Tier 2, BINs 2 through 4 is cleaner than the average standard. Tier 2, BIN 5 is an average of new Tier 2 standards, roughly equivalent to a LEV2 vehicle. Tier 2, BIN 6 through 9 is not as clean as the average requirement for a Tier 2 vehicle. Tier 2, BIN 10 is least clean Tier 2 BIN applicable to passenger vehicles. Tier 3 standards. Starting in 2017, Tier 3 sets new vehicle emission standards and lowers the sulfur content of gasoline from the current level of 30 ppm to 10 ppm because the vehicle and its fuel is an integrated system. Tier 3 is designed to match with the California Air Resources Board known as CARB, Low Emission Vehicle, or LEV3, program so vehicle manufacturers can sell the same vehicles in all 50 states. European standards. Europe has its own set of standards that vehicles must meet, which includes the following tiers. Euro 1 is from 1992 to 1995. Euro 2 is from 1995 to 1999. Euro 3 is from 1999 to 2005. Euro 4 is from 2005 to 2008. Euro 5 is from 2008 to 2013. Euro 6 is from 2014 to present. Vehicle emission standards and technological advancements have successfully reduced pollution from cars and trucks by about 90% since the 1970s. Unfortunately, there currently are more vehicles on the road and they are being driven more miles each year, partially offsetting the environmental benefits of individual vehicle emissions reductions. Calibration codes. Calibration codes are usually located on powertrain control modules known as PCM or other controllers. Some calibration codes are only accessible with a scan tool. Whenever diagnosing an engine operating fault, it is often necessary to know the calibration code to be sure that the vehicle is the subject of a technical service bulletin or other service procedure. See Figure 16.5. Casting numbers. Whenever an engine part, such as a block, is cast, a number is put into the mold to identify the casting. See Figure 16.6. These casting numbers can be used to check dimensions, such as the inch 3 displacement, and other information. Sometimes changes are made to the mold, yet the casting number is not changed. Refer to Figure 16.6, engine block identification number cast into the block is used for identification. Refer to Figure 16.5, a typical computer calibration sticker on the case of the controller. The information on the sticker is often needed when ordering parts or a replacement controller. Review questions. Question 1, from what position are the terms left and right determined? Question 2, what are the major pieces of information that are included in the vehicle identification number? Question 3, what information is included on the VECI label under the hood? Question 4, what does Tier 2 BIN 5 mean? Question 5, what emission rating is required to allow the use of the high occupancy vehicle lanes on highways in that state? Chapter Quiz. Question 1. The passenger side is called the A. right side, B. left side, C. either right or left side, depending on how the vehicle is viewed, D. both A and B. Question 2. A vehicle with the engine in the front can be A. front-wheel drive, B. rear-wheel drive, C. four-wheel drive, D. all of the above. Question 3. The vehicle identification number is how many characters long? A. 10. B. 12. C. 17. D. 21. Question 4. The 10th character represents the year of the vehicle. If the 10th character is a Y, what year is the vehicle? A. 1998. B. 2000. C. 2002. D. 2004. Question 5. The first character of the vehicle identification number is the country of origin. Where was the vehicle built that has a 5 as the first character? A. United States. B. Canada. C. Mexico. D. Japan. Question 6. The VECI label includes all except A. engine identification, B. horsepower and torque rating of the engine, C. California emission standard, D. EPA emission standard. Question 7. The vehicle safety certification label includes all except A. VIN, B. GVWR, C. Tire pressure recommendation, D. GAWR. Question 8. What are the characters that are embedded in most engine blocks and are used for identification? A. VIN, B. Calibration codes, C. BIN number, D. Casting number. Question 9. If the first character of the VIN is an S, where was the vehicle made? A. United States, B. Mexico, C. Canada, D. England. Question 10. Technician A says that the lower the BIN number is, the cleaner. Technician B says that SULEV has cleaner standards than ULEV. Which technician is correct? A. Technician A only, B. Technician B only, C. Both technicians A and B, D. Neither a technician A nor B. End of chapter 16.